Yes, so when my parents, Louise and Pat Patterson, and my co-author's parents, Evelyn Louise's parents, Evelyn and Matt Crawford, were best friends, and they were best friends to Langston. So the five of them corresponded for almost 40 years. My mother was the last one of the quintet to leave us. And when she did, Nebby Lou and I had grown up seeing this correspondence with Langston. And in fact, we had corresponded with Langston ourselves, but we had kind of forgotten about that. So after my mother died, we decided to take a look and see if Langston had kept any of the letters that our parents had written to him, since we had the letters that he had written to them. So we went up to Yale, to the Beinecke Library, to where Langston's ephemera, his works, his writings and so forth are housed, are preserved. And we, to our real surprise, Langston had kept so many of the letters that they had written him, and including letters that we had written him, that we'd totally forgotten about. And, you know, reading the letters that they had written to him and having read over and over again the letters that Langston had written our parents, we realized that this couldn't just be something that we passed on to our families, that it remained private in the hands of, you know, just our families, that this correspondence really illuminated a side of Langston that was often either denied or excused, that Langston somehow was a radical when he was young, but then when he was older, he kind of put aside those little boy ideas and grew up and was no longer a radical. But that clearly wasn't the case. These letters were a testimony to that. So we felt we needed to publish the letters. Neither one of us was a writer. Neither one of us had ever written a book. But, you know, we were determined. And it took us, over 10 years, Melvin, to do it. We didn't have an editor. We didn't have a publisher. You know, we didn't have any advance monies. We didn't have any graduate students to help us do any of the research. We had to do it all ourselves, but we did. And with the help of a professor, Robin D.G. Kelly, who wrote the introduction to the book, we were able to get the book published. And we feel it's an excellent book and takes its place, you know, on the library shelf with all of the other Langston books.